Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Baker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Lueber. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Steve Lueber. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lueber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson takes first base on ball four. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. Pinson moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. George Mittewald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun scores. Nettles moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Steve Lueber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lueber bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to third. Mitterwald moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Elander. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Nettles scores. Mitterwald scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Elander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elander is 0-for-1 in the game. Elander hits a line drive into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Braun is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nettles. Baker reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lueber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lueber is 0 for 0 in the game. Lueber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tovar bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tovar for the out. Lueber moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a line drive towards short. Stanley catches it and throws to second to double up Lueber. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunning hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 2 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Lueber's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to third. Nettles moves to second. One out. Jim Holt pinch hits for Steve Lueber. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is walked intentionally. Ed Farmer now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to home to get Braun. Nettles moves to third. Holt moves to second. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Corbin now pitching. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Mitterwald. Stanley moves to third. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Hinton moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Jim Strickland now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew has Hinton trapped. There's the throw to Mitterwald and over to Braun, who tags Hinton for the out. Uhlander moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. Uhlander moves to third. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Alan Foster now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baker. Reese reaches second base with a double. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Leon covering, for the out. Reese moves to third. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Foster pinch hits for Frank Baker. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.